The clock is ticking for a vacant seat on Niagara on the Lake Council to be filled. Last week, Nick Roller announced his resignation, stepping down, effective immediately, from his first term on council to take on a role as fire chief for the city of Brampton. On Tuesday night, during a special council meeting, council officially declared his seat vacant. Councillors now have 60 days to replace him, either by appointing someone or by holding a by-election. They were told staff will prepare a report outlining the options to fill the vacant seat for the balance of the 2022-2026 term, to come forward at the next council meeting, scheduled for September 24. In 2020, Sandra O'Connor was appointed to finish the second half of the last term following the resignation of Stuart McCormick. There are 8 council positions, not including the Lord Mayor, in Niagara-on-the-Lake, and O'Connor finished 9th in the 2018 contest, missing the final cut by 37 votes. She was then re-elected to serve another term in 2022. O'Connor told the local her appointment to office came in a very similar situation to the one the town finds itself in now. Next steps in replacing Roller are up to all of council to decide, she said, although she has some concerns about choosing to have a by-election. For me, that's expensive, and I'm not sure if that's necessary, she said. We will agree together on what way to move forward. A potential candidate that could be considered for appointment to replace Roller is Alan Bisback, who was the 9th candidate in the 2022 election, and missed a seat on council by 66 votes. Gary Burrows asked at Tuesday's special council meeting for more information about the timeline. Interim Chief Administrative Officer Bruce Sviniga said the 60-day window relates to the local government knowing what its next steps are, and that if a by-election is chosen, it doesn't mean it has to be concluded in 2 months. You have 60 days to get to that decision, said Sviniga.